From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Cuba's flag flies over its newly established Washington embassy. Monday's flag-raising ceremony ended decades of a diplomatic rupture caused by the Cuban Revolution of Fidel Castro. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez was on hand for the event, calling on Washington to end its trade embargo and return Guantanamo, which now serves as a U.S. naval base.
I emphasize that the totally lifting of the blockade, the return of the illegally occupied territory of Guantanamo, as well as the full respect for the Cuban sovereignty and the compensation to our people for human and economic damages are crucial to be able to move towards the normalization of relations.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry supports the lifting of the embargo, but says that decision is up to Congress. He says Guantanamo is not currently on the bilateral agenda. President Obama Monday met at the White House with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, who's on a four-day state visit. They discussed cooperation on a host of matters, including the Boko Haram insurgency and corruption. Speaking late Monday to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Buhari said a key priority is a stable security environment.
I'm giving full attention to the fight against Boko Haram insurgency in collaboration with Nigeria's immediate neighbors. To this end, Nigeria has pledged $100 million United States dollars to the multinational joint task force of the Lake Chad Basin Commission to provide the requisite resources for the task force to effectively function.
In Nigeria Monday, at least three policemen were killed by a suicide car bombing at a checkpoint at the outskirts of Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. This is VOA News.